Hey guys, today we're going to be talking about how to find and replace the temperature coolant sensor on a 2003 Mercedes-Benz 320. Now, the temperature sensor, this is where your car knows if it's running hot or cold. This is a main temperature sensor for your car's engine. Believe it or not, the part for it, the sensor, is something that you can get from AutoZone or any automotive store. It's only $23-$24. And in fact, if you guys want to get it directly from Mercedes-Benz, you can get the temperature coolant sensor from Mercedes for $30 if you're into buying, you know, stuff directly from Mercedes. Other than that, go into any automotive store, give them your car VIN number or its year. Again, this car is a 2003 C320 4MATIC. And I'm going to show you where the sensor, the temperature coolant sensor is. I actually replaced it already, but I'm just going to show you where it is and what you need to replace it yourself. So this is it right here, okay? This is where the temperature sensor is, okay? So this is a cable that connects to the temperature sensor, okay? Over here, you guys can see this over here, okay? This over here is a clip. Now you guys have to raise this clip. Once you raise this clip out, you disconnect you don't even have to disconnect the sensor. If you can connect, well, you know, you can try to disconnect the sensor while it's still in there, but the thing is, once you get this clip out over here by raising it, once you get this clip out, then the sensor over here, you can actually just, you know, finesse it a little bit and it will come right out. Now, one of the quickest ways to move this sensor out is to actually start up the car. For if the sensor is giving you problems to come out, if it's kind of stuck in here, you just start up the car for about 7 or 8 minutes. That will warm it up a little bit, and then of course you shut off the car and then you try to get it out. Now understand that this over here, this sensor, it senses the temperature of the water. So the coolant is right around here, okay? There is water, there is coolant right around the sensor. So if you take the sensor out without draining a good gallon or half, or you know, almost a gallon of coolant, then water is going to come out. So as you guys can see, my radiator is full, and that's because what happened the other day is that, believe it or not, and this is a warning actually, okay? You see, when I took this out yesterday, the old one was giving me problems. So the old sensor was still in here. Now I took off the clip. I just totally took off the clip and I removed it, right? So what happened is that I was driving to the mechanic to help me get the sensor out, and the clip, I took it out and I removed it altogether. And after almost 10 minutes of driving, guess what happened? The sensor came out, and when the sensor came out, all the coolant came out. So here I am stuck in traffic and steam is coming out of my car. Fortunately, I immediately turned off the car and I pushed it into a parking lot, and that was the end of that story. But when you take off this clip, okay, put it back. I know a lot of you guys are gonna say, oh, well, it's nice and snug in here, I don't need the clip. No, you need this clip back here. So again, this is where your sensor coolant is, right over here. Raise this clip, jiggle it a little bit, and it should come right out. And again, if it's too damn hard in here, warm up your car for a good 7 to 8 minutes. Also, make sure to drain your radiator by a good almost gallon. Otherwise, what's going to happen is that coolant will come out from here if you don't drain your coolant. All right, guys. Best of luck. Take care. Peace.